Welcome to the Underground, the Steel City Underground, the black and gold standard for Pittsburgh Steelers coverage. Now, here's your host, Terry Fletcher.
Hello, everyone, and this is the Steel City Underground podcast. My name is Terry Fletcher. It is week 8 in the NFL, and I present the WTF, which is What the Football Happened Around the League and with the Steelers. And we've had quite a week. So first of all, I wanted to wrap up our WTF week 7. Since we had a bye week, we also took a little bit of a bye with our WTF podcast. But a couple of things that definitely were something to need to be mentioned would have been the Chiefs win, but lose Pat Mahomes. And that's been the big story. They said for 3 to 5 weeks that he has a dislocated patella. And it's just, it's unfortunate because I know how exciting he is to watch to play. But I think what's interesting to me, and this is my WTF moment, is when the NFL and the media says things like, you know, you lose a player that they say, especially Pat Mahomes. What do you mean especially? You lose any player in the NFL, regardless of who he is, it's a problem. So, and it's unfortunate. And so we really want to shout out everybody who's had to deal with a season-ending injury. I mean, how important is Ben Roethlisberger to the league? You know, how important is, was Drew Brees when he was gone for 5 games? So it definitely, you want to just give everybody their equal due. And so hopefully the media is getting a little slap on the wrist here and not just saying, well, this person or this player is more important to the league than another player. We just have to be kind of mindful of that because it's kind of disrespectful in my opinion. But one of the things in week 7 that actually was interesting as far as, wow, I can't believe the league actually does this, is that the Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield was fined $12,500 for his comments on officiating. Rams linebacker Clay Matthews, Lions defensive back Tracy Walker were also fined $12,500 each. I wonder where that money goes to for the same offense. And a message from the NFL amidst a mounting criticism in the locker rooms and elsewhere, you know, is like you can't say anything against a official and or how the officiating is going. But come on, it's so terrible right now. You have to be able to at least voice your opinion, but they say you can voice it, but you can't voice it out loud. So that's unfortunate, but I think somebody should say, where does that money go to? And then one of our own, Chicklo, was arrested, put on the exempt list. You can find that story and read about what that was. Don't want to jump to any conclusions, but right now he is not playing. So let's head to week 8 and see what happened. Well, we had some interesting week 8 mishaps. First of all, the Bears-Chargers game. So, you know, the Chargers in the AFC West and trying to figure out how to win a game with, again, Patrick Mahomes out and the Chiefs struggling. They've lost 3 in a row. And how to deal with, I mean, they've got the Raiders and the Denver Broncos there who are losing games as well. So, you know, the Chargers are basically like, you know, what can we do to take advantage of this situation? Well, they played the Bears, and it looked like they were going to lose again, but it was a missed field goal for the Bears at the clock. So what happened was head coach Matt Nagy allowed 40 seconds to run off the clock at the end of the game, and he chose to take a kneel down. I think it was at 2nd or 3rd down. Instead of get closer for their kicker. So Pinero missed a 33-yard field goal earlier in the game, and they were behind by a point. And he decided that he was just going to let it run down and then take his chances on a kick when he still had time in the game, almost a minute, to try and get closer. And as time expired, he tried a 41-yard field goal and missed it. And I was just like, he's going to miss it. I just know he is because that always happens. So talk about a coach WTF moment. What the football, dude? You needed to go for the extra time and just get that, you know, get that win. But that's unfortunate because Trubisky is playing terrible. I mean, just playing terrible with all of his turnovers and everything. But what are you going to do? You know, coaches make decisions. We don't always like them, but it's good for the Chargers. So see, I didn't even say San Diego once, the LA Chargers. The Browns, okay, you know what? I hate to talk about the Pats because what are they now? 7-0, 8-0, they're undefeated. Browns with their 12 plus penalties. They had over a dozen penalties in their game. They had three turnovers, all leading to points, and they just handed the win to the Patriots. But nobody really thought, you know, the Patriots were going to lose that game. And so nobody really talks about it. I'm wondering how long Baker Mayfield is going to have his nice little commercial out there where he's at the stadium. That's usually when you're, you know, the hot hand of the day and everybody thinks you're impressive. Well, when you're losing your butt out there, it'll be interesting to see. A sad shout out, and this is a what the football moment, only because I think J.J. Watt is going to have to make some decisions. He has another season-ending injury. He tore a pectoral muscle, but three out of four seasons in a row, he is out for this season with an injury. So I don't know if it's age, I don't know what it is, but he's definitely injury prone at this point. And I'm aware that he is, you know, a former defensive player of the year, but you can't keep counting on somebody that keeps getting taken out for the entire season. Kansas City lost to Green Bay, third in a row to Kansas City as far as losses. Second week without Patrick Mahomes, but, you know, it's interesting because I have a lot of Kansas City fans, friends, and they use the excuse, well, we're on our backup quarterback, you know, Matt Moore, and so nobody expected us to win that. Hello, I'm a Steeler fan. We're not only in the backup, we've had to use our backup to the backup, Duck Hodges, at some point. So can you don't cry to me. You know what? At least you fight to the end. I mean, you could see, you know, Pat Mahomes on the sideline just going, God, I wish I was in there. And actually Matt Moore, who was a scout last year, which is truly WTF. And, you know, Andy Reid had him come out of retirement so he could back up Patrick Mahomes. Luckily he's held upright a little bit. But, oh, man, that loss was definitely brutal. Now, here's something interesting when it comes to Denver. So last week, Joe Flacco, I'm definitely not a fan. You guys have heard me enough when he was a Raven, just how he just plays very uninterested. He just has lack of effort. He has fumbles. He doesn't seem to study, you know, the Chromebook or whatever they're using, the iPad on the sideline. He's just really stoic. He doesn't do really anything. But this week, after his loss, he went off on the coaches on the podium. He went off about play calling. He said after five losses, you know, we're 2-6. He goes, why are we not, you know, throwing it deep? Why are we going for field goals? Why are we trying not to lose the game instead of trying to win the game? And I don't think I've ever heard him talk more than he did at the podium on Sunday. And guess what? Now they're saying he's out 5 to 6 weeks with a neck injury. I have a feeling that's less about the neck injury and more about him calling out coaches and, let's face it, GM John Elway. You know, he's got some, you know, stock in this and that team. And John Elway has not made a good decision on bringing in a quarterback since he brought in Peyton Manning that people questioned even at his, when he was, you know, aging and two neck surgeries. But it was Peyton Manning, let's face it. So it's interesting now that he's now considered to be injured after he finally showed some leadership, but I guess in the wrong direction. You probably needed to do that to your coaches and in the locker room. So WTF in Denver, they've got a mess out there. Also, just comment on the Browns loss. Anybody notice or see the meme or see the video? Baker Mayfield tried a shovel pass and it went right to a linebacker, an interception. On the defensive side, that was just crazy. So I've never seen a shuffle pass that was intercepted. That was definitely interesting. San Francisco, they're 7-0 for the first time. Let's just move on from them. They keep sending out these really funny comments saying, yes, we're for real. We're for real. Okay, we get it. You're for real. Now, you know, go play a good team. Let's see what happens. Drew Brees. So I kind of laugh at this only because we've got a couple of backup quarterbacks that are basically undefeated in what they're doing. You know, in Carolina, you've got Kyle Allen. Now he's 5-1, but he was 5-0. And you just know because Cam Newton, not only was he hurt, but he was playing terrible over the last season. You just don't think they're going to make a change. When Cam's ready to come back from his Lisfranc injury, which is a high ankle injury, I just don't see him getting put in unless Kyle Allen starts on a downward spiral. I mean, he did lose a game this week, but to the 49ers, but I just don't see them making a change. He's doing a great job. He had his first interception he's had of his career, But Drew Brees coming back, and Teddy Bridgewater was 5-0 when, you know, while Brees was out for five games with a thumb injury. He was actually just meant to fill in and not replace, just like our quarterback. And sorry, Joe, I said our, just like the Steelers quarterback when Mason Rudolph, when Ben is out. So there's nobody that thinks that Ben won't be back. So it's really interesting when you know if a quarterback who's backing up is truly a backup stopgap or if they'll stick with the what they call hot hand. You know, I hate that phrase because that phrase to me was when Kyle Kaepernick replaced who was Alex Smith in 49ers years ago and got to the Super Bowl. And, you know, then the rest is history and he's not even in the league anymore. And, you know, Alex Smith is now out with a, hopefully be back soon, but with a broken leg from Washington. So it's just interesting when you see that hot hand comment and who they're going to go with. Fans just want to win. I don't know if you saw Twitter last night, but, and I'll get to the Steeler games in a minute, but when it started out ugly, people were like, oh, put Duck in. I'm like, you guys, calm down a minute. He's got some rust on him. Just calm down. Let's get to that in a second. Rams were in London over with Cincinnati and they beat them 24-10. You know, I actually feel sorry for Andy Dalton right now. He has no offensive line. He was sacked five times. You know, WTF, seriously, what the football there, folks. And Cooper Kupp, he 220 yards. And I know because I played against him in Fantasy League. Yeah, thanks a lot, Cooper Kupp. You helped let me lose my league this week. The Lions had a 31-26 win over the Giants. Daniel Jones is doing a good job at the Giants. He had four touchdowns at 322 yards, but his WTF moment was he threw a backwards lateral, kind of. I went back and watched it twice, and he threw it towards, I think he thought there was a running back there, but there was no running back there at all. And so he was nowhere near him. So it ended up being a fumble because, again, it's backwards, not a forward pass. And then Detroit took it in for a touchdown in the win. So that was a weird game. I watch highlights of that game, and I just think, okay, WTF. So now let's get to our Monday Night Football Steeler game. So we are playing the Miami Dolphins, who are 0-6, and the Steelers are, for their last 17 Monday Night Football games, they are 17-0. Now, of course, those wins come with our franchise quarterbacks or known quarterback. But, and I keep saying our, I apologize to Joe. He tells me to stop saying that. It's with Steelers quarterbacks. You know, you really take an investment into your team. And we say we and our and them. And when you're podcasting, when you're writing articles, you have to be careful with that because I know you have not seen me in uniform. I tried to put on a uniform and I did not make the kicking team, but I tried. But I'm just so invested in this team. So I need to remember that. Just keep saying the Steelers and Pittsburgh. But was interesting because we were down 14. I was driving home from work. So the first 10 minutes I heard in the car on NFL radio. And I was just like, no, he throws an interception to start. And how many times have we had a game that we start and we're just like, is this how it's going to go? But we come back. We typically come back. I really had no doubt we were going to win that game last night. Even down 14-0, I was not nervous. I was a little... not nervous, but I was saying I was probably a little skeptical thinking, okay, what are they going to do here? But we won 27-14. We had a really bad PI call, a really bad call. Even the announcers, and again, I don't like, Booger McFarland, who does the Monday Night Football ESPN, but he's like, I'm not seeing anything there. And then they called in their staff ref, and he's like, I don't see anything either. And we challenged it. And okay, there is we again. The Steelers challenged it. Mike Tomlin challenged it. And it's interesting because we don't win challenges. We just don't. I mean, I think they said that there were 17 challenges over the last however many games, and the Steelers just aren't winning them. But we didn't win that one either. And it was very frustrating. I was screaming. But we did win one challenge. There was a fourth down quarterback keep by Ryan Fitzpatrick. Actually, it was funny because when I saw him run for it, Now, it's hard because it's different when you're going for the first down versus going into the end zone. Remember, when you're going to the end zone, did the ball break the plane? But when you're going for the first down on the field, it's where your knee hits. It's not necessarily where the ball is. If your knee is down, they'll bring it back. And that's what they did. And I thought, I think he's down short. Look, his knee's down. And they at first gave it to him. Mike Tomlin challenges. And it took, I counted on the clock. I was waiting because I was like, I wonder how long this will take. And I looked at my phone, I looked at the clock, and all of a sudden I'm like, wait, we're almost at the 2 minute mark. It took over 60 seconds, probably 85 seconds, I think I looked at, for them to figure out this challenge. And the longer it takes, the longer you know it's not going to be overturned. You just know that they're just not going to overturn it. But they did. The Steelers finally won a challenge after 0-17 on those red flags. And that was helpful because that was on fourth down. So then we get the ball back. The Steelers got the ball back at that right in the midfield. Now, one of the things I noticed last night that I could not stop yelling at the TV. I could not stop yelling. And I have, you know, that 70-inch, that really big screen TV. Rudolph kept holding the ball too long. Gosh, I think we were counting 1,000, 2,000. I think it was 5 to 6 seconds. Now, that's just a shout out to our offensive line to allow him to hold that ball that long without getting hit. But we're screaming, get rid of it. I can't even imagine what that looked like for those of you at the game, at the actual game, saying, could you get rid of the ball? And I know Joe Kuzma was there. It was his birthday on Monday night. So happy birthday to Joe. He got a win on Monday Night Football. So that was kind of cool. But oh my gosh, there was just so much in that game. It was definitely a longer game. It took forever. And so I was happy to see that we pulled out a win. And that win brings us to 3-4 and in second place. And since Cincinnati and the Browns keep losing, now, yes, we've got a 5-3 Ravens team. But if you notice, the Ravens are pulling out wins. They're not necessarily clobbering people. They're pulling out wins. And that's what the Steelers are doing. And so it'll be interesting to see. Right now, we're hoping to get to postseason, looking at that wild card spot, if nothing else. But I know some of you are still looking to hopefully take the division. And it's close. You never know what could happen. So we're really close to that spot. But a couple of more games that I thought were WTF worthy. I mentioned last week or the week before in week six how they just haven't called the PI overturn, pass interference, since week three. Well, I thought, you know what? Ever since that was called out, I bet there was going to be one, and there actually was one in the Denver Indy game where it basically said that T.Y. Hilton was grabbed. And the Colts challenged that because there was a no call. They grabbed his arm and his shirt, and they actually overturned it and added the PI call that wasn't there before. And I guess they're looking to see if the receiver's arm is compromised in some way, which makes sense. But so they added the PI call that the refs did. But when it's clearly not pass interference, it's just crazy to me that they don't overturn those. And so that was kind of interesting. But in the Tampa Bay Tennessee game, and you know, Bruce Arians, he's got to be like, I came back for this. So he's got Jameis Winston, and he continues to just really suck. There's just no other way to put it. He's in the Joe Flacco category. In this game, he had 4 turnovers, and which were 2 interceptions and 2 lost fumbles for scores. And 2 of those turnovers happened in the first quarter. But Tennessee, okay, this is where it gets really ugly. And this is probably the WTF or the scratching your head game of week 8. So there's about a 5-point difference in the game, and the Tennessee fakes a punt and the holder Kern fumbles it. Tampa Bay recovers it and they take it in for, it was a fumble, and they take it in for a touchdown. But the refs blew the whistle. They said that the holder was down by contact. Well, they reviewed it, and that's not reviewable, by the way. And then the Bucs ended up losing by 4 points, and it's not reviewable. But then when they did show on replay, not the reviewed replay, just they showed on replay, he wasn't down by contact. So he touched another player, but he was not down. And so that's where the refs need to be absolutely sure before they basically screw a team. These people are playing for their jobs, and Tampa Bay could have really used that win. I mean, you know, Tennessee got the win out of it, but they didn't play that great either. So anyway, it's just unfortunate when you see that happen with the refs and just seeing what actually happens. And the last thing I'm going to mention on our WTF is fantasy football. Yahoo Fantasy, if you're listening to us, you don't need to tell us that, oh, when we lose our fantasy, you pull up and you send us an alert and you grade us, by the way. Thanks a lot. I don't need a grade. But I don't like it when you say you won in style points, but you didn't, but you lost the victory, or you won the moral victory. So my daughter, who plays in the fantasy leagues, a couple that I'm in, she's like, I won. No, I didn't. Oh my gosh. Yahoo Fantasy said we won style points. Yeah, that's not very nice. So you just need to keep it to yourself. We know if we won or lose. So anyway, just a little shout out to Yahoo Fantasy on that one. You guys need to be careful with that, because that's mean. Don't do that to us. We know what we won or lost. Anyway, everybody, I hope everybody has a great week, and we have a short week now. So getting back to what we do on Sunday, November 3rd, and it'll be Colts at Steelers, and I'm looking forward to that game. I hope we have another home win, and the Steelers have another home win in Pittsburgh, and it should be a good one. So everyone, make it a great week, make it a great day, and thank you for listening to the Steel City Underground podcast.
We would like to thank you for listening and remind our listeners to follow us on social media and our website, www.steelcityunderground.com.